From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French Interior Minister Gérard Collomb said Tuesday the man who attacked a Paris police officer with a hammer at the Notre Dame Cathedral shouted, "It's for Syria." Collomb told reporters outside the cathedral an identification card found on the attacker indicated he was an Algerian student. Paris Prefect of Police Michel Cadot told reporters regional representatives would soon meet to discuss the recent events.
Évidemment, lorsque l'on voit ce qui s'est passé en Grande-Bretagne, on ne peut qu'être...
Clearly, when we see what happened in the UK, we can only be worried. Yesterday, I spoke with the British Minister of the Interior, and so yes, we are worried about the state of the terrorist menace in Europe. Next Thursday, we'll have a summit of interior ministers of European countries. And one of the first subjects we'll discuss is obviously the coordination of services for the fight against terrorism.
Évidemment, la coordination des services contre la lutte contre le terrorisme.
The French prosecutor's office said its counterterrorism unit has launched an investigation into the attack. Collomb said the Paris police officer who was attacked is in stable condition and that the attacker acted on his own. British Prime Minister Theresa May told reporters,
"We have ensured that police and security services have the powers that they need to be able to deal with this."
After the shock and anguish of a series of terrorist attacks in recent weeks, Britain will hold a general election on Thursday, and security has moved to the top of the agenda. In London, armed police are being deployed to various soft targets like railway stations and tourist hubs. This is VOA. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Yemen, Maldives, and Egypt have cut ties with Qatar over its alleged links with terrorist organizations and questioning of the U.S. hostility towards Iran. Zlatika Hoke reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Monday urged parties in the conflict to sit down for talks and resolve their issues. But he said all of them remain committed to the joint anti-terrorism effort.
I do not expect that this will have any significant impact, if any impact at all.
U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said it is clear that Iran is working to destabilize the region. Middle East expert Gerald Feierstein says despite tensions, Qatar and its neighbors always have agreed on the importance of pushing back Iran's expansionism. But he says unity among the Gulf neighbors is important in promoting regional security and stability, and the United States has always helped its Gulf allies iron out their differences. Arab states have suspended diplomatic relations with Qatar in the past, but on Monday, some of them also cut off land, air, and sea travel to and from Qatar. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
U.S.-backed Syrian rebels on Tuesday announced they have launched the long-awaited assault on the Islamic State-held Syrian city of Raqqa. The Syrian Democratic Forces, an alliance of Kurdish militia and Arab fighters, have been driving Islamic State fighters from positions across northern Syria for the past year, backed by a U.S.-led coalition. Syria analyst David Lesh says the assault on the city, just 90 kilometers from the Turkish border, is fraught with many challenges.
There are so many landmines, figurative landmines, to navigate in this assault on Raqqa because of the mixture of forces, because of the nature of the Syrian Democratic Forces, i.e. the Kurdish component, and of course U.S.-Turkish relations and Turkey's interests in that area, northern Syria, in addition to Russia and of course the Syrian regime, which just retook a city of its own west of Raqqa.
The U.S. Justice Department has arrested a government contractor it said sent classified material to an online news outlet. The Intercept news site reported a classified document it obtained showed Russian military intelligence tried to hack into U.S. voter registration systems before last year's presidential elections. 25-year-old Reality Lee Winner was arrested and admitted that she printed and sent the document. The affidavit also says a U.S. intelligence community agency determined in its investigation that six people have printed the document. The dates in both the document mentioned and the affidavit and the one cited by The Intercept are all one and the same. For updates to the stories and more, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.